Okay, so what is it? What is Pink? What Pink sounds like? Cool. I think Pink sounds like this and everything else, because women are wonderful. And if we don't nurture, we just destroy it. It's wrong. So keep tuning in to the End of the World News. It's been a slice this morning. Thanks, Bruce, for coming out. Hope the music was enough of an eclectic mix to make you a little crazy. Remember that peace is not an option. It is the only way we can go. All good. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks for listening. Coming up now, soon, when we figure out which CD we're going with. And then I'll get out of the way and we'll hit the podcast. Now, just a programming note, the podcast has been a little problematic, apparently. The sound quality is not all there, but apparently Brad is cranking it and he's going to make it all good. So I'll get out of the way. And you, do you want to go there? Is that what you want to do?
You want to go to the board? Theme, yeah.
Okay, no worries.
I can go on air if you want.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't we just do that? Okay. We'll just transfer that over. There you go, and then I'll get out of the way in a sec, and all's good.
Thank you very much. Well, good morning, listeners here at CITR. It's cool to be back here at a new time slot. Thanks to the End of the World News, correct?
Yes.
I got that title right for the great shout out and the great warm welcome. What Pink Sounds Like used to be on Tuesdays from 1 to 2, but now I'm waking up with you in this late morning at 10 a.m. We're celebrating women in media and in music. My name is Ashley Kissman, and just to get the show started off right, we'll play a little intro and then get into some new music with Hey Ocean. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and online at CITR.ca. This is What Pink Sounds Like. In the next hour, join me, your host, Ashley Kissman, as we celebrate women in media and in music. Increasing feminist content on the airwaves, one song at a time.
Let's make a change. Why can't we turn the page? Don't make us safer. You and your thoughts are the unsafer. Let us make a change. Why can't we turn the page? Don't make us safer. You and your thoughts are the unsafer.
Be my
be my baby now.
know that it's love we found. And I know that it's here to stay. It's more than just a word we say.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Well, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Ashley Kissman, and I'm your host of What Pink Sounds Like. We heard lots of music right there, notably from Hey Ocean. That was Big Blue Wave, and that is a song that is just getting more and more popular, actually, playing not only on some of like the Peak 100.5 here in Vancouver, but also just across Canada. They're kind of called Vancouver's best kept secret, and they came out in 2008. It's Easier to Be Somebody Else. That was kind of their big breakthrough album, and now they're back with Big Blue Wave. There's a new music video for it. Looks pretty cool. For right now, they just have the Big Blue Wave EP. It's got four tracks on it. So I played for you Liar and then Big Blue Wave. Check it out. They've got this pop sound, as you might have heard, that kind of translates into this West Coast casual rock sound as well. And I'm just a huge fan. I remember the first time I saw them, in fact, it was at my undergraduation party, grad party, and they were just amazing. It was so fun to see them in a space, and I would say see them now because I think they're going to get pretty big coming up pretty soon. Also in there was Grimes. Grimes, of course, on the cover of our Discorder magazine here at CITR. It's a free magazine on newsstands everywhere, so go ahead and check it out. And that was the song Oblivion off her critically acclaimed album, Visions. More music to come on the way, including some little news for you as well. As I said, we celebrate women in media and in music on this show, so there's going to be some feminist content to talk about. There's also going to be going to talk about a new album coming out by Metric. If you were a big fan of their 2009 Fantasies album, you are going to want to tune in because I've got some big news about their upcoming album. You don't want to miss out. It's been a while. I'm surprised they haven't put out a new album before this, but I'll have more on news on that later in the show. Up next, though, I'm going to play the Canadian soul diva, Miss Divine Brown. This is Late on the Line right here on CITR.
I hate to say it, you were wrong. I saw it coming from the start. She made you think she was the one. I always knew she'd break your heart. So she was out with your boy, darling. On the butt in a slow grind. You're asking me just what to do, boy. On the line. Now, remember Jenny from back at school? She said she needs you at the prom, boy. Your first love, her first fool. Somehow I knew she'd lead you on, yeah. It hurts my heart to see your pain. Looking in from the on the line. We've been friends for so long. I'm here for you whenever you call. But now it's time for you to screw your mind. Ooh, baby, it's been so hard.
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
Here's what to look for this February in Discorder. Grimes both graces the cover of Discorder for February and will also touch down in the city as she's on tour in support of her newest release, Visions. Inside Discorder, don't miss the feature piece on Rococode. Features on our Shindig winners, Sleuth, Tyrannohorse, and From Birch to You, and a special piece on Redrick Sultan. As always, Discorder is loaded with concert and album reviews, the next installment of The Overeducated Grumbler, and a profile on The Basement's Brett Olson in the monthly On the Air column. All this and more in the February issue of Discorder. Grab a free copy of Discorder anywhere on UBC campus, in and around Vancouver, BC, or online at discorder.ca. Discorder, that magazine from CITR, supporting local music for over 25 years.
And that was Braids with Lemonade off the album Native Speaker. And before that, we had, of course, Divine Brown off the album The Love Chronicles and Lay It on the Line. You're listening to CITR. This is What Pink Sounds Like. And if you're a huge fan of Adele like I am, then you may or may not have heard this great story. So not only did she clean up at the Grammys, of course, winning 6 Grammys, which is just kind of insane, right? She's also been a star that's gone, the first star to go double platinum on iTunes, and she still kind of keeps her feisty reputation, which is good. While accepting a couple of Brit Awards last week, she was in the middle of her acceptance speech when the host tried to interrupt her so he could, you know, bring on the next act or the next guest. And she gave the audience or whoever's playing the music the middle finger on national Brit television, which probably isn't as big deal there as it is here. I wonder if she'll have to pay a huge fee like they were telling MIA would have to pay a huge fee at the Super Bowl because she gave the middle finger. I don't know, but I just got to say, well done, Adele. That is awesome. I love that she is still feisty. She is still up there and she's telling people, no, this is my time. You need to let me speak. Love it. Love feisty women. Also, good news for Adele, she's recently engaged. Recently engaged to her longtime boyfriend, Simon Konecki. So that is really great for the 23-year-old. Congratulations, Adele. Well, up next, I've got much more music on the way. We're going to listen to an Adele track in honor of that hilarious story. And we're going to listen to an old song by Metric. And I'm going to tell you why they've got a new album coming out and what you can expect. But first, here's Adele, Turning Tables, off her album 21.
Close enough to start a war. All that I have is on the floor. Next time I'll be braver, I'll be my own savior.
like a hammer.
That was Metric with Help, I'm Alive, and Metric have announced the full-length follow-up to their 2009's Fantasies album, which, of course, Help, I'm Alive, that track is off of that 2009 album. The new album that should be self-released on June 12th is called Synthetica. It's kind of an interesting name for that title. The band began work on the record in November of 2010 and recorded it in Toronto and both New York. Singer Emily Haynes says its title was inspired by Blade Runner and Haynes' desire to not become fake. That's really not making much sense to me whatsoever. But Emily Haynes, I will stand behind you because you're cool. And Metric is a really good band. So I'm excited to see what their next album is going to be like. And because of, you know, they had such great success in 09 with Fantasies, it kind of surprises me that they have not come out with an album sooner. And the fact that right here, Pitchfork.com reports that they've been working on this record since 2010 makes me, you know, kind of raises the bar. Like, I'm really expecting something great now. It's been 3 years. I'm expecting the most amazing Metric album ever. So they've got a lot to live up to. So we'll see. I'm excited when that comes out. We'll stay tuned for that in June. Here's a funny story that made me kind of laugh out loud, pee my pants. I saw this on Twitter last week. You may have heard of it. Of course, with the GOP debate and, you know, everyone's, all the Canadians I know are reading about us crazy Americans in the States. I'm only saying that because I am myself American. Don't worry, I live up here now. And just these crazy stories that are coming out of the States that are wheeling and dealing moral politics, and it's just not really making sense anymore. So I don't know if you've heard about this one. Indiana lawmaker Bob Morris stands by his Girl Scouts slam. Now, if those names don't ring a bell, I'm going to explain it to you. So this Indiana state lawmaker, government rep, he refused to sign a letter honoring the 100th anniversary of Girl Scouts this week. And, you know, this is probably one of those letters that kind of gets put on politicians' desks and they just kind of sign it to be nice. And it's more of a symbolism thing. It's really not meant to turn into anything big. But he decided not to sign it. And not only did he decide not to sign it, but he decided to write an open letter saying that he condemns the Girl Scouts. This is like 10-year-old girls with, like, her selling cookies, you know, to you, like when you get off the Canada line, right? He condemns the Girl Scouts because after he did some well-equipped research on the internet, he found that they are quickly becoming a tactical arm of Planned Parenthood. And they support abortions and they kill babies. And of course, they're, you know, degrading the morality of American families. You can go on and on and on. I'm sure you've heard the ridiculous rhetoric. But even so, him being a Republican and, of course, the Obamas being Democrats, Michelle Obama, the First Lady of the United States, is, of course, the honorary chairman or leader of the Girl Scouts. And so he says, in addition to Michelle Obama being the chairman of the Girl Scouts, that we should be even more critical. Politico.com, of course, points out that every First Lady is kind of the leader of the Girl Scouts. It's just something that everyone does since the early 1900s. So even that is a moot point, number one. And then number two, of course, Planned Parenthood and the Girl Scouts are coming out and basically saying that his facts are not grounded. They're not really based in any great research. You know, you'd think he would do more than just search on the internet. Like, if you were a student in a university classroom and you turned in this paper about how zombies are going to kill the world and how that we should be focusing on the politics of zombies rather than the politics of Canadian government, and you turn that paper in as a serious paper and you told your teacher that you did research on the internet and this is what you came up with, what do you think your teacher would tell you? So it just makes him look worse. I'm wondering what is the whole motivation behind this, Mr. Bob Morris. And of course, I mean, we could go on and on about the ridiculousness of some of the GOP debates on CNN last night and everything. If you're interested in any of that, go on Twitter, check out Jezebel.com. They've got a really funny article on it. But that just kind of really made me laugh. How do people get away with this? I feel bad for any Girl Scout who now has to go home and maybe ask mom or dad what that means. So, you know, if anything, organizations like Girl Scouts are good in the fact that they bring girls together to work on positive values and teamwork and helping others and helping society. And so that just really disturbs me. So anyways, brought that up. because I thought it was a really funny story. Speaking of obviously celebrating women, did you know that March 8th is International Women's Day? And here at CITR, we're actually doing a 24-hour block of completely women's programming focusing on women and the wonderful day that International Women's Day is. But if you're interested, I mean, not only tuning in on March 8th to CITR, I'll be on, of course, from 10 to 11. But if you're interested in kind of celebrating it in other ways, the 7th Annual Vancouver Women in Film Festival kicks off International Women's Day at the Van City Theater, March 8th to the 11th. There's a bunch of different films. They range from horror to drama to comedy. And the cool thing is, I didn't realize this, founded in 2006, our Vancouver Women in Film Festival is one of only three film festivals in Canada featuring women filmmakers. The other two are in Toronto and in St. John's. So I think it's really great that we live in a city that celebrates women in media and women in film. Now, I gotta say, the one film that I am super stoked to go see, it's called Hip Hop Mom, and it actually came out last year in 2011. Hip Hop Mom is Mina Shum's comedic take on how moms of the world can stay true to themselves while raising a family. When two alpha supermoms dispute over a parking spot, they quickly reveal their secret identities, and it's a hip hop mom dance battle royale. An irreverent ode to moms everywhere, complete with slow motion punches and fancy footwork. That just sounds way too much fun. So again, for the full listing of all the films and when they're playing, definitely go to www.womeninfilm.ca, and then that'll lead you to the film festival schedule and everything there. And that's got to be pretty cool. So guys, up next, we've got more music on the way. Up next, Imaginary Cities. This is Mary the Sea right here on What Pink Sounds Like.
It's a shame, tapping on my window pane. It's a shame, never goes away. It's a shame, oh, but it's a gentle rain. It's a shame, it's a shame, it's a shame, shame, shame.
Black History Month is the brainchild of the great African-American historian and activist Carter G. Woodson. Born in 1975, Woodson grew up recognizing that the history of African-Americans, along with other cultures, were being ignored or misrepresented. Originating in Chicago as Negro History Week in 1926, Black History Month reached official status in Canada by 1995. This was mainly through the efforts of two women, the first Black Canadian woman elected to Parliament, the Honorable Jean Augustine, and Rosemary Sadlier, president of the Ontario Black History Society. Get out and really hustle. This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM. Eventually I'll be left behind. If I don't get a move
on, gotta put my shoes on while I'm... Born in Nova Scotia in 1911, mezzo-soprano Portia White is considered to be one of the greatest concert singers of all time. She took voice lessons at the Halifax Conservatory of Music and began singing on radio broadcasts hosted by her father in the 1930s. She established renown by competing in the Halifax Music Festival, winning the Helen Kennedy Silver Cup on three occasions. Her official debut came at age 30 in Toronto's Eaton Auditorium. She gained acclaim across North America following a performance at Town Hall, New York, setting off a successful tour of Canada and the U.S. She finished her career primarily as a vocal teacher, performing her final concert in Ottawa in July 1967. Next up is a clip from the only official recording of Portia's music, entitled Where the Roses Never Fade.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Table and I'm feeling good about my chances unless I misunderstand. gonna blow away. We're all gonna blow away. We're all gonna blow away. Blow away someday. We're all gonna blow away.